Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode here on Nature and Science for Kids. You know, we are up to almost 130 episodes since the beginning. That's astounding to me that we have over 100 episodes. Anyway, on this one, I would like to answer some questions that some of you have had. Some of these questions have been waiting a long time to be answered. So let's start with Elliot's question.
Mr. Matt, why does ice stick to your hands?
Elliot, that's a fascinating question. The reason ice sticks to your hand is because your skin has some natural moisture, otherwise known as liquid. It's not a lot. It's not as if your hands are dripping, unless you just got out of the pool or a tub or something, but there's enough moisture on your hands that when the ice touches it, it freezes, and so then it is stuck to your hand. To get even more technical and go down to the chemical level, there is a strong bond that forms between the hydrogen molecules in the ice and those on your skin. So the ice has a reaction with what's going on in your hand. There might be some interesting life lessons there. I won't spoil it. I'll let you come to your own conclusions. That's not what I'm gonna do at all. Ha ha ha. Be careful what you touch. Be careful what you see. Be careful what you do. It will have a reaction upon you, for better or worse. There's this thing that people used to do as a joke. They would say, go lick a flagpole in winter or something like that, knowing that the moisture on your tongue would freeze upon contact with the pole, and then you'd be stuck there to the pole. Not exactly a pleasant thing. Yeah, I've never tried that, and I wouldn't encourage you to try it either, so don't. But if someone tells you what to do, now you'll know. Be careful what you do. It'll have a reaction upon yourself, even if it's not freezing. We have another question from Wesley, and this one has been waiting a long time to be answered. This is going back a ways. Wesley asked,
how does blood make scabs?
Excellent question. I did a little looking around, and this is what I found out. As soon as your skin gets broken open, cut, whatever, your body begins to bleed. When your body begins to bleed, it does something that's an absolute miracle. By the way, before I tell you what your body does to form a scab, I want you to think about all of the miracles, the amazing things that happen in nature and in science and in our bodies, everyday types of things like forming scabs, something we take for granted. Imagine if our body could not heal. Every time you got cut, it stayed like that. You would have band-aids all over your body. It would be a mess. We would probably get infections left and right and die. There would be, honestly, there'd probably be no humans left. Very, very few, if any. But because of scabs, we can live on to another day. So this is what your body does, which is so amazing and is further evidence for intelligent design. Part of the blood cell package is some special blood cells called platelets. Sounds a lot like plates. Platelets stick together like glue in a way. They form a clot. The clot is a lot like a bandage over your cut, helping to keep more blood from getting out, and also to keep more germs and bacteria from getting in. So it's serving at least two purposes. The clot also has some other blood cells in it besides platelets, thread-like stuff called fibrin, and that helps keep it stitched together. So it's a combination of glueiness and fibrinous. And then, of course, the clot gets harder, dries out, and then we call it a scab. Now, they might not be an amazing thing in appearance, but they're a pretty amazing thing that you don't have to think about it. Your blood does that automatically. Boom! Thank you, God, for giving us bodies that recover. What's more is it gives your body underneath of the scab a chance to heal itself. You're getting new tissues, new skin cells are being made, and it's repairing the torn skin. Damaged blood vessels are being fixed. It's a miracle. Every time you get cut, don't go cut yourselves just to experience the miracle. But next time you accidentally get cut or wounded in some way, admire what your body's doing to recover. Of course, there's still going to be some pain, probably, but it's amazing what your body does. That's something no one can gainsay. No one can say, the human body's not that great. Whatever. It's amazing. Downright amazing. All the way down to a cut. Thank you, Wesley, for asking about how scabs are made. Listeners, we have a lot of episodes, quite a lengthy list of episodes for me to record, so I'd better get to it. But for now, I don't want to neglect these upcoming birthdays. Solomon, you have an April birthday. Linda, you have an April birthday. Edmund, you too. Alan, Alina, Avery, and Caleb. That's a lot of birthdays in 1 week. Wow. I hope it's a fabulous birthday for all of you. I hope you have fun with your families, exploring more in your world about nature and science. As a kid, sounds like a podcast to me. Well, y'all, I have one more thing to do. Thank you, Clark. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Caleb, Beth, and family. And finally, Avery and Jeff. I appreciate your support so much. And not only that, but your kind words go a long way. It helps me understand what it is that you're enjoying about the podcast, what your family looks forward to, and it gives me direction for where to go with the future. Ah, the future. There's so much to look forward to, including future episodes that some of you have requested. Well, I'm Moose Jaw Matt. Until next time, keep exploring your world.